Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You'll also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. If you're looking to get started with Facebook ads, you're a total beginner and you'd like to learn how you can create profitable Facebook ads for less than $10 a day, don't miss my free streaming online workshop that I put together for you, which you can sign up for over at rickmulready.com/newbies. That's N-E-W-B-I-E-S, rickmulready.com/newbies. All right, here's today's episode. Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic, everybody. Rick Mulready here. This is episode number 66, where we're going to be talking about Facebook ads pixels, specifically the new Facebook pixel and custom conversions. Now, I'm recording this episode from my new home office here in San Diego. My wife, Amy, and I recently moved here within San Diego. And loving the new home office. I'm doing this episode from my new adjustable stand-up desk that I sort of half-built, half-put together. Really excited about it and really excited to be talking about pixels with you today, because if there's one question I get more of these days, it's about, you know, these Facebook ads pixels and what is the deal. So just to kind of sort of set the stage for you here, we've been using the website custom audience pixel, which is, you know, Facebook's one pixel for retargeting. Then we have conversion tracking pixels, but Facebook has recently, over the past, depending on when you're listening to this, over the past couple of months, rolled out the new Facebook pixel and something called custom conversions. And so we're going to get into all that here today and try to sort of clear up any confusion around Facebook pixels, because there's definitely a lot of confusion around it. Now, I want to start right off by saying is that you don't have to make any changes to any of your pixels until at least the middle of 2016. So Facebook has come out and said that the current conversion tracking pixels are going to be good. They're going to work fine until the second half of 2016. So when you reach that point, they're going to do away with them. So if you're using them at that point, then you're going to be running into problems. But, you know, Facebook has come out and said that this new Facebook pixel code that they've come out with is, that's what they're going to be basing their product development on going forward for Facebook advertising. So this pixel here is the future of their Facebook advertising products. And that's a cool thing, because I think it's a cool thing because that shows there's going to be some consistency for a while once they roll this pixel out, you know, fully here. And the other side of it too, which I'm going to talk about here towards the end of this episode, is that there is going to be a lot of changes coming to it with this, you know, as they roll out this new pixel. And that's, you know, that's one reason, to be completely upfront with you. That's the biggest reason why I'm currently not using the new Facebook pixel or custom conversions. I'm still using the regular website custom audience pixel as well as conversion tracking pixel. So, and I've been doing that And, you know, I'm probably going to be changing here fairly soon. But whenever Facebook rolls new things out, I like to give it some time to kind of settle and work the kinks out and stuff before I start using it myself, and also before I start teaching it as well. But I've been getting so many questions about it, both just sort of in general, you know, tweets and emails, but also my students in my courses have been asking about it as well. So with that said, if you're currently using the website custom audience pixel on your site, by the way, this is going to get a little technical today. I'm going to be completely upfront with you about that. We're going to kind of dive deeply into this stuff from a technical standpoint, okay? So if you're currently using the website custom audience pixel on your site, according to Facebook, you do not need to change the code, all right? And that's part of, you know, that's all well and good because they do give you instructions for how to add, which we're going to talk about here in a second, how to add the standard event to that, the standard event code to the existing website custom audience pixel code, so that will allow you to track conversions and so forth. But I'm literally, as I'm recording this episode for you today, I'm literally waiting to hear back from Facebook right now on this question. I'm just going to pose it to you because I'm not sure what the answer to this is. I actually spoke to somebody at Facebook this morning and they said, wow, this is a really good question. I'm not sure the answer. Let me find somebody who can help you with that, which I really appreciate it. So my question about this is that if I currently have the website custom audience pixel on my site, and I'm adding the standard event code to it, which I'll talk about here in a second, can I keep it this way even after the middle of next year when the conversion pixel goes away? You know, or do I need to implement the new Facebook pixel code now, or, you know, sometime before mid next year? That's what I'm trying to figure out from Facebook. And like I said, the person I talked to this morning was great, but they weren't quite sure the answer to this question. And then the second part of this is, if I have to replace the existing pixel right now with the new Facebook pixel, what happens to all the audience data that I've built up over the past, you know, several years? So it's kind of a big deal. And, you know, I'm kind of just letting you know that I'm not sure the answer to this question, but I'm waiting to hear an answer from Facebook. And as soon as I find out, I'll update you in the next episode. Okay. So let's just say that we are currently using the website custom audience pixel on your site. We're not making any changes, but then you want to be tracking specific conversions on, you know, different pages on your website or different landing pages. Okay. So what you're going to have to do is add a snippet of code. Facebook is calling this a standard event. So you add this standard event code to the Facebook pixel on that specific page where you want to track the conversions. Okay, so the idea of it, this is like ideally what Facebook is rolling out here, is you have the Facebook pixel, okay, and you place that on every single page on your website or landing page that you're using. So if you're using a WordPress theme, or if you're using WordPress, you can use different plugins to help you place the code once, and then it'll show up on every single page within your website. And I'll share some plugin ideas for you here in just a second. All right. Then once that pixel is placed, the idea is for those pages that you want to track events or conversions, meaning on that page, like if it's an opt-in thank you page or a sales thank you page or whatever it might be, on those pages, you add this, what Facebook is calling the standard event code, to the Facebook pixel on that page. Okay, so that is what Facebook is calling this standard event, and that's going to mark the conversions, all right? Now, again, if you're just starting fresh, if you're just starting out and you're going to be placing the pixel for the first time, cool, this is going to be very easy for you. You just get the new Facebook pixel from your Facebook account, insert it into your website's theme. That way, it shows up on every page. By the way, it goes in the header, so between the head tags of your website's theme, and you're good to go, okay? And so how do you place that code on your site? Well, there's a couple different ways to do it. If you have a web person, you know, I highly recommend that you have them do it. So you just get the code from Facebook and you send that code over to your web person and let them do it. If you want to do it yourself and you're using WordPress, you can use plugins like Insert Headers and Footers. There's one called Headers and Footers. And there's even a plugin, I actually didn't know about this, I learned it from somebody in my FB Advantage program. It's a plugin, the WordPress plugin called Facebook Conversion Pixel. And I actually didn't even know about that, but I've checked it out and it's really super easy to use. So there's a couple of different plugin ideas for you. I'll make sure I list them out in the show notes page for today's episode, which is going to be rickmulready.com/66. But these plugins make it really easy to add pixel code to your site. Now, if you're using, you know, landing page tools like Lead Pages or ClickFunnels or OptimizePress, they make it super easy to add the pixel code to their pages. So you don't have to really worry about using a plugin for that type of stuff. Okay. So talking about the standard events. So standard events are going to be marking conversions for you. Okay. So again, just to kind of recap here, you're going to have the Facebook pixel code on every page of your site. And then for those pages that you want to track conversions, you're now going to have to add this little piece of code to the overall pixel or the Facebook pixel. Okay. And it's these events that Facebook is calling standard events. And Facebook currently has 9 of them that you can track. You can track key page views. You can track whether people are the search action. So if somebody's searching on something within your site, you can track that. An add to cart, add to wish list, initiating a checkout. If somebody's adding their payment information, if somebody's making a purchase, that would go obviously on the sales thank you page. You can track a lead or you can track a complete registration. So a lead might be if somebody is obviously opting in for a giveaway that you're doing, you know, a lead magnet. Or a complete registration might be if you have an event or a webinar or something like that. So you can kind of sense from these 9 actions that Facebook currently has set up, the idea here is to track everything going on in your sales funnel, okay? And by the way, for the make purchase, if you want to track, you know, when people make a purchase, you can add the value of the product that people are buying. Now, you could do that before with a conversion tracking pixel, but they've made it quite easy to do that here in the standard event code. And there's also a way, I'll be completely honest with you, I'm not 100% sure how to do it quite yet, but there's also a way to add a dynamic value within that standard event code to track different product values. So for example, if you have, you know, 5 different products on your sales page, you can track the different amounts of that people of the products that people are buying. I told you, I warned you, we're going to get a little technical here today. Now, one trick when you're adding a standard event code to your site or to a standard event to your pixel code, and I have to give credit for this to Amy Salona, who's a member of my FB Advantage program. She brought this to my attention. I think it's a great idea. But the trick is to email yourself the Facebook pixel code because it comes with all the instructions for where exactly it goes on the page and also all the specific standard event code snippets that you have the opportunity to insert into the code. Otherwise, you have to switch pages to go find, you know, oh, what is the standard event code for a lead or a complete registration? You know, everything is right there. When you know how you when you're setting up your code, you can email that to your web person or whatever. Well, you can email that to yourself. And when you do, it comes with all the instructions for everything that you need to do. So a little trick there for you from Amy Salona, who is a member of my FE Advantage program. Really good stuff. So, okay. So that is standard events. That's the overall Facebook pixel. Now, in addition to that, Facebook has also, let's just try to confuse things more here. Facebook has also introduced something called custom conversions. And what custom conversions are, they allow you to optimize for and track actions that are going on your website or on landing pages without having to add any additional code to that base Facebook pixel, okay? So you don't have to add any kind of standard event code in order to track conversions or specific actions, okay? They also allow you to optimize for and track actions that are different from those 9 standard events that I just talked about, complete registration, lead, make purchase, add payment info, and so forth. So if you have more than 9 actions that you want to track, then you're going to want to be consider using these custom conversions, okay? So when might you use a custom conversion over a standard event? Well, if you don't have access to your website's code for some reason, maybe you're running ads for a client and you don't have access to their code, or again, when you might need more than those 9 events that Facebook is providing, then you might want to consider using a custom conversion instead. Also, if you want to be tracking a page, like say it's a, like a visit to your homepage, for example, where the value of that isn't, you know, you're not putting a value against somebody coming to your homepage where that data quality isn't super necessary, then using a custom conversion might be a good idea to use or to do, okay? Now, what's the primary difference between custom conversions and Facebook pixels? Are you confused yet, by the way? It does get easier, I promise. The more that you learn about this, it does get easier, okay? Now, with the custom conversions, you only get 20 custom conversions. So you can only create up to 20 conversions. You also can't edit or delete custom conversions after you create them, okay? Now, this fact that we're currently limited to 20 custom conversions and we can't edit or delete them, I think is completely ridiculous in my book. I think that this is something that Facebook had just sort of rolled out at first, and I think that these rules are going to be relaxed by Facebook over time. Right now, it's super frustrating. I know a lot of people are really infuriated that you can't, you know, once you create them, it's counting against your 20, but yet you can't edit or delete them once they're created. I think Facebook is going to change this and you know, relax those rules here as we go along. This is another example where I think Facebook is kind of working out the kinks and seeing how it's working. Now, the difference there, the big difference between the custom conversion and the Facebook pixel is that you can track conversion value with the Facebook pixel. You cannot do that with custom conversions. The other big difference is using custom conversions is very easy to set up. It's actually very much exactly like setting up a retargeting audience where you do it by URL. So if you want to track a conversion for your webinar registration or an opt-in, that thank you page is going to have, you know, it's going to be like rickmulready.com/thank-you. So you would just put that URL when you're creating the custom conversion, and now you're tracking people. Whenever people come to that, get to that page, that's marking a conversion for you. So it's much easier to set up. Again, it does have its limitations, though. If you are an e-commerce business, for example, you're definitely going to want to be using the standard events because you can have checkout values and so forth. Or if you're a business that wants to be categorizing different types of specific events where you need to be passing back, you know, you need to be recording and monitoring specific information, like different categories of a business, for example, you're definitely going to be wanting to use the standard events, all right? You're kind of limited there with the custom conversions. Now, with that said, it's a good idea, I think, from what I've seen, I'm beginning to test out here from just watching people in my group and in the course and so forth. And Facebook is actually really encouraging this, is it's a good idea to use both types of tracking, both the custom conversion and the Facebook pixel, to track the overall success of your sales funnel. So for example, if somebody is coming from, you're sending people from your Facebook ad to a blog post, then you're getting them to opt in. Then from there, you're trying to sell them something. So you might want to be tracking like an add to cart and then the purchase. So in that example, in that, you know, quick little sales funnel here, you might want to be tracking people getting to the blog post as a custom conversion. And then opt-in, add to cart, and purchase could all be tracked by the standard events. So that's kind of, as of right now, how Facebook is recommending using a combination of the custom conversion and Facebook pixel. Okay, so using a combination of the two to track the overall success of your sales funnel. Okay, so now let's talk about, once you have the pixel placed, how in the world do you know whether it's working correctly? Or if it's not working correctly, how do you troubleshoot it? Well, the same solution that we've had for a while now when it comes to working with pixels is the Pixel Helper Chrome extension. Okay, so this is Facebook's Pixel Helper. Again, I'll have a link to it in the show notes page for today's episode. But if you're using Chrome, the Chrome browser, you can download a free extension called the Facebook Pixel Helper. And it does now track these standard events that Facebook has rolled out here. So that is a godsend. If you're not using it, let alone for the, you know, for this new pixel stuff, you should be using it for the retargeting pixel and the conversion tracking pixels. Okay. The Facebook Pixel Helper is your best friend when it comes to figuring out whether your pixel is working correctly or troubleshooting any kind of issues when it comes to your pixels. Okay. So I just want to recap here before we kind of wrap up here. Now, Facebook, currently right now, we have the website custom audience pixel, which is how you set up your retargeting audiences. You have your conversion tracking pixels, where you track conversions. These are going to be the conversion tracking pixels are going to be live and usable, for lack of a better way to say that, until mid-2016. So depending on when you're listening to this, I'm recording this almost the middle of December here, you're going to have some time to do this. Okay, you don't have to jump on this right away. Again, I'm not using the new pixel yet. All right, so in addition to that, Facebook has now rolled out this new Facebook pixel, which eventually I think is going to take the place of the rest of the pixels that they're using. Okay, so that from this one base pixel, it's going to go on every single page of your website. For those pages where you want to track conversions, you want to add what Facebook is calling a standard event code. And again, there's 9 standard events. Just to recap again, key page view, search, add to cart, add to wish list, initiate checkout, add payment information, make purchase, a lead, or complete a registration. And I'll have this little chart here, by the way, on the show notes page as well, okay? So that is the kind of the deal of where Facebook is heading with this new Facebook pixel. They also have rolled out something called custom conversions. So you can track conversions while not having to add any additional code like that standard event code. Again, I think these custom conversions, I think that they're here to stay, but there's going to be some definite changes, removing that limitation of having 20, giving the ability to edit or delete these the custom conversions. I think Facebook is going to change all that, which brings me to sort of the last point I want to make here is that, look, Facebook is actively making improvements to what you can do from a pixel perspective, okay? And that's the biggest reason why I've held off, up until this point here about making any changes. They're going to be actively making improvements. I actually heard yesterday from Facebook that they're actively right now making changes to the Facebook pixel, and they're going to be rolling that out here shortly. So as we get into this, if we're playing in the Facebook sandbox, if you will, we got to play by their playground rules, and this is kind of this is part of it. So just kind of go into it. If you're not already doing it, go into it knowing that Facebook is going to be continually making improvements to this and what you can do with it, and things are going to be changing quickly over the coming months, depending on when you're listening to this. So I'm going to detail as much of this as possible over on the show notes page. Again, it's rickmulready.com/66. So I'm going to have sort of for those of you who are more visual, you can go check this out, having descriptions and explanations here over on the show notes page. I'll include that, the 9 standard events and custom conversions and so forth over there. So I hope this makes sense. I will have an update for you, in the next episode. Hopefully I hear back from them by that time about that question I posed, as far as if you currently have the website custom audience pixel on your site and you're adding standard events at that point, can you keep it that way? Do you have to make any changes after mid next year when the conversion pixel goes away? So there's some clarification that I'm waiting on that I don't know. I kind of stumped the Facebook guy this morning, Facebook rep this morning, and as soon as I know, I'll pass it on to you. So I know we covered a lot. I know this is kind of from an audio perspective, it can be a little bit overwhelming to kind of grasp. I get that, but I did want to kind of talk about it here on the show because I'm getting so many questions about it. And now that I do understand kind of up to this point what Facebook has rolled out, and I want to make sure that you guys are educated on it as well as possible. So Facebook ads pixels, always a good time when it comes to this stuff. I appreciate you listening. And again, I'll have an update for you in the next episode. Speaking of that next episode, I've got a really cool case study for you coming up with a woman who is, she designs wedding invitations and she is crushing it with Facebook ads. I'm going to have her on to talk about exactly what she's doing with Facebook ads and her business. But until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
D. Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.